Guard Alexia Nelson. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good to have you here. I'll start with you, Coach. 20 wins again last season to the semifinals of the tournament, which is back-to-back 20-win seasons for you in your first two seasons as a head coach. How pleased are you with where your program is?
First of all, thank you for having us, Rob. We're really grateful to be here with you. Definitely pleased with our process. Selfishly, I wish that we could have a few of those games back, but I think just in knowing, it just makes our process that much sweeter. We're building for something that's bigger than a lot of things that people put in front of us.
First question here this afternoon from Mel Greenberg. Good afternoon, Mel. You're on mute, Mel.
Think we're good now, right?
All right, we're good. We're good.
Okay. I'm going to split this question between the two of you. Coach, in your previous non-coaching life, by now, WNBA season would have been over 2 months ago, and you're going in. The fact that all that's going on right now as you get ready for a season, how much of that is like re-energizing? I mean, you're in a near WNBA market and just the way the season's going. And for you, Lex, sort of your coach's story background, how much more does that bring to the table when you guys are practicing?
Well, hey Mel, it's good to always see you supporting us, and I'll take the lead and I'll throw the pass to Lex after for sure. My WNBA background makes me feel extremely energized during the finals. I think, in the circle, I'm talking through just different things, different plays that happen in the game sometimes with our players. I know one time we're at an event, the game's on. I know Lex is locked in. So I think it's one of those things of the models are out there playing. That level of competitiveness is definitely pushing us to have that fire in practice, but I'm not gonna lie, we're ready to play someone else.
Go ahead, Lex.
I think just through everything in my story has helped me because I feel like I'm an extension and another coach on the floor, and I try to help my teammates and guide them from what I see, because the coaches see one thing, but I'm also playing, so I see things from a different perspective as well. So I try to guide them as much as I can. I try to look for different things and just help out as much as I can, and it's just in my nature at this point. So
Anything else for them, Mel?
Nope, that's it at the moment. I know you guys have been building my giant schedule and got a lot of your games for nightly awareness in. It looks like you got the kind of non-conference that'll get you ready for conference play.
oh yeah, we're not going to back down from a challenge. I think ultimately year one, we went to Florida and played back to back to back Power Five opponents, and I feel like it showed us where we wanted to be, and I'm excited for that same challenge this year.
Okay.
Your next question from Rob Knox. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Laura, what's happening? How are you?
I'm fantastic. Good to see you.
Always a blessing to see you as well. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all play on the season. I'm sure I'll be camping out of Towson a few times this year. But my question to you is actually two part. What have you what's been the biggest development that you've seen, improvement that you've seen in Patricia's game? And can you just and that's one question. And then the second one, just about India, how do you see her role this year?
Of course. So, Patricia has been battling some off-season bruises. So, haven't seen her on the floor as much, but we know just what she's capable of with her jump shot and with her tenacity. So, similar to what you saw last year, if and when the game's on the line, she's going to be ready to roll the ball out. As far as India's concerned, she put a lot of time in the weight room. She's gotten stronger, she's gotten more confident. She's shooting the ball with confidence, Lex and Indy are playing off of each other better than they have in the past, and it's really fun to watch and set up our offense.
And obviously, Lex, with India, where have you seen growth in her game?
You said India?
Yeah.
I think she's reading, like, she's making better decisions coming off our plays and everything like that. I think also she's more confident. I feel like she's always been an extremely good shooter, so that's always been there. But I think she's being more, and she's playing better defense, I will say. She's more physical and grasping ideas quicker, and just being willing to grow on the defensive end. So.
Got you. And Rob, if I could ask just one more,
Sure.
Laura, consider some of the losses that you had from personnel standpoint. What does that say about your program and what you've done that, despite some of the departures, obviously you still have a lot of talent coming back, of course, but that you're preseason pick third in the conference. Is that source of pride for you all? Just like know that people around the conference kind of value and respect and see the work that you continually put in.
You know, Rob, I'm grateful for how our conference colleagues perceive us as a program, but you know, it really starts with Steve and his vision for Towson Athletics. And then I know every single day I come into this office, I think we can beat anyone that comes on the floor. That's just who I am, how I feel. And having a point guard as resilient as this one right here that's been by my side 3 years, you know, I'm not even gonna say Philly, New York, but it is the attitude that comes with both of us that we know we're going to compete, and we know we're not going to back down. So just knowing that and doing that and living that, is it's a lot of fifth year seniors coming. It's just a process that we've been able to stay consistent there.
Thank you.
Coach, you talked about the amount of players you have coming back. I'm sure you also have some newcomers. Tell us about some of the new players that you think might really make an impact on your team.
Yeah, I think you guys are going to be pretty surprised. We definitely look different than we have in the past. Most people have seen Deja Bristol in conference, so we're excited to bring her in. We have a freshman in Hadi Lay, who came from Spire Institute. She's providing a lot for our team right now. Also, our backup point guard, Sharia Baines. She's also just really fiery coming. You know, we have Jordan Wakefield, who played at George Mason a few years back. I truly feel like this team is extremely well-rounded. We have returners in Anasia Staten as well. So again, this is a team that's really packed, that's really versatile, and we're looking forward to filling some of the gaps that we did lose.
Lex, I'll finish up with you. You've been a part with, as Coach said, for a couple of 20-win seasons back to back. You guys have been close to winning that CAA tournament and making that run to the NCAA tournament. Is that the goal for this season, and what is it going to take to reach that goal?
Oh yeah, that's the only goal. I think everybody plays. Well, I know I play to win, so I think we could definitely get back there. It's gonna take a lot of work, but it's a process. Just gotta take it day by day. So
All right. Well, good luck as the season gets started here in a couple of weeks. Appreciate you taking time to do this with us this afternoon, and we look forward to watching you all year long.
thank
All right.
you.
All right. Thank you.